and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Harp playing Toluga.
And Ryan played a bunch of women and children, and you beat them up.
Trigger warning, if you're a boy number one and have been struck by lightning, you might want to skip this.
Oh, I didn't even do it. So let's do a quick medicine check.
See,
for Reggie.
Boy number one dies.
He'll be fine.
Boy number one took a direct blast of lightning to the chest.
Reggie got a 13. He's fine.
You're only saying that because you get to determine the DC.
Well, a medicine check's above a 10. That's all.
That yeah. is. Sure?
It is.
Listen, would it make me laugh hysterically if you guys went to rescue these people and Reggie accidentally murdered a boy?
Yes.
Yes. I'm not going to do it, though. Yeah. So, obviously, I didn't realize maybe when I designed this encounter that I would be having my players just beat up a bunch of kids and, like, mollywop a woman.
Yeah.
But I wanted it to, in my head, I was like, okay.
I get the idea yeah. behind it.
The execution wasn't great.
Beat these women and children.
I wanted to be like, wow, Krizik is such a fucking rat bastard. The only thing he left behind was women and children trying to kill.
Now it just looks like.
Yeah, now it looks like we.
A bunch of women beating yeah. children beating psychos.
Like, Torvo's going to come in and be like, you beat up the women and children of my people?
Listen, no one saw it. And, you know, I mean.
Yeah, if a tree falls in the woods, right, Ryan?
Exactly.
Right. You said that they stay.
You beat a child in the woods.
They retain their thoughts while they're under the guise. But
I do. No, I don't think maybe.
Well, no, what's his name? Forgot.
Yeah, he didn't know anything that happened since you guys mind controlled.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm in the clear.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What was his name again?
Doran.
I forget Doran's name every time, too. Yeah.
Doran, when we got him out, he couldn't remember things.
Yeah, he couldn't remember how he got from the Mist Glen to Bodkali, so.
Right. And he didn't remember stabbing me.
No.
So I'm assuming they're not going there. I'm assuming they're under the same thing.
Listen, if they come in and there's a bunch of unconscious children that got singed with a lightning bolt,
they're going to assume Krizik did it or something.
Yes. But I'm not going to lie to the people. He's the god of the people, even though I'm not on good talking terms with them.
Right, I know. Now. I do love this like little arc of Toluga being like, listen, how about everyone else take some responsibility and helps me out here? It's so funny.
We have his list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, it like cracks me up that Toluga's finally cracking. Like,
yes. Yeah,
it's been what? Almost, was this episode 60?
Right? Yeah.
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 It's only a matter
60
of time.
Episodes yeah. of this little fish being like.
All it took was some Adderall and them trusting Borf over me.
I never said I trusted Borf more than you.
It was implied to Toluga when you didn't trust him.
Not once ever did
it wasn't that I didn't trust him either. It was just like, you could lie to me.
I literally dragged Borfrock. I was like, Daddy's going to love this guy.
Yeah.
Just to get slathered in mayonnaise and die unceremoniously.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, this was always going to be kind of like, I mostly wanted you guys to come here so you could find the big beer hall that you guys destroyed.
Yeah.
So mad none of us made the egg check.
I can't believe you both ate a fucking egg.
You flavored it as long egg. What was I supposed to do?
Well, you know what it was?
Rich made it look appetizing. I couldn't say no.
Well, so you were going to eat it no matter what.
I could have waited.
No, we both know you weren't waiting.
I didn't think you were going to get it because your con modifier is like okay, but it's not like amazing.
Oh, it's not great.
You had to roll a plus 18 3. Or higher.
I mean, Quintarius yeah. was a plus 0. Sort of like a plus 1 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe because I think your barbarians have con saving throw proficiency, right?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I have con proficiency.
I thought barbarian was
barbarians. I thought. Got
wait, did you start
con.
Rogue?
I started rogue.
Oh, you fool!
I baited you with a long egg, and that's my bad. I knew you wouldn't be able to say no to a long egg.
No fucking way.
When we were working.
I get
together.
A plus 6. I could have made one. Hey, let's see.
Yeah, let's see if anyone else would have. If Theo would have made the. Not that you having better stats, but
nope.
Yeah,
15.
Right, so it's better that we ate the
that
egg.
That egg was so punishing, too. It did so much damage. Yeah.
What? It was 10d6.
That's like a lot.
Yeah, we took 30, though.
Like
yeah.
a lightning bolt.
In the long scheme of things, we...
I'm gonna see how much I would have taken.
For everybody in the listening audience, do yourself a favor. Get on your
39
favorite...
39 damage I would have taken.
Get on your favorite search yeah. engine.
And good thing I didn't
image
eat
search
one.
Long egg.
Mark me. Gross. Send me the worst long egg pictures at work. I hated it.
I loved it.
So funny.
If you like tube shapes and hard-boiled eggs, you're in for a treat.
It's just so silly looking. It's like insane.
How do they make it?
But yeah, I was like, wow. I'm like, when you guys did the egg thing, I was like, this was going to be an easier encounter, but it seems like they're balancing
easier.
It for me.
She did 48 poison damage.
I could not believe how much damage these little
assassins
are
doing. You say that every time you knock me out,
Ryan. Do I get the poison on this shoe? Do I get to use poison shoe?
I can't give you the shoe. The shoe's so strong.
It's in me. You gave me the musket and then nerfed it.
Yeah, that's how video game logic works. You get the boss's weapon, and it's kind of shitty. So here's what the stiletto did. I used, for the female assassin, I used the scorpion assassin stat block.
Scat block, huh?
I thought the other way. Never mind.
All right, Mark.
They had a move called scorpion stiletto. Had a +8 to hit on a the piercing damage was just 1d4 +5.
My dagger right now is a +8 to hit.
Yeah.
Give me the poison.
Well, the poison damage is on a failed save. They take 7d6 poison damage and are poisoned for a minute.
Okay. Cool.
No. No.
You're likely just going to get a dagger of venom.
Yeah.
Not worth it. Just sell it.
I mean, 2d10 poison damage isn't bad.
I'll give it a rest.
Is there anything left of the living lightning that I could bring back to Dave?
No. This thing is literally like a lightning bolt spell put to life.
Okay.
But we'll obviously, you guys can investigate more in the next session, kind of figure out what's going on here.
Now we need more monster parts.
Mm-hmm. I want to check the, what's it called? Like the
canister.
Yeah,
and then I'm trying to think. Never mind. I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, keep your secrets.
I know. Well, like I have literally so many now. Like, this is the first arc where I was like, okay, I did. Yep, that's too many plot lines. That's so much going on. There's so many people here.
Yeah. A lot of plates.
Yeah. Me and you have actually the same energy right now. It's like you're the player version. I'm the DM version of it. It's like
it's miserable.
Too much stuff. We gotta move. But, yeah, you know.
I can actually finally cross off, talk to Theo about this.
I know. Well, it was good you guys actually got to. It was so funny you guys were having this conversation in Krizik's temple.
Mm-hmm.
But it is one of the only places in the city that isn't being monitored. So it made sense.
And he's not up there anymore. He's on the ground, so he didn't hear any of that.
If I became a gooey cone of silence, could I cover Theo and Taluga and they could have chit-chats and privacy?
How soundproof are you?
Thick goo. Go talk into Jello and let me hear if you can see if you can hear on the other
Mark,
side.
You're stretching yourself around us in a cone.
I'm pretty big.
What's the volume of this cone?
Even if it's only half an inch thick of Jello, go scream into Jello.
Okay.
You know what? I'll make Jello. A half inch thick sheet of Jello and I'll scream into it for you.
Maybe if we improve your Zom in some way, you get like a once a day silence type spell situation.
I don't want that.
I'm not talking to my son. Right. Reggie's your parent now.
Reggie is not fit to parent. No. Yeah. He told me to eat the badger.
He told you to follow your heart, and your heart said to eat the badger.
Looks like a good badger.
Yeah.
You're going to get yourself into trouble until Lucas will be like, that's not me. I don't know that boy.
Wet badger was.
Mwah. It is so funny putting Reggie in the position because Theo's like, I'm not doing it. Like, no, that's not my problem. But yeah, I really do like Reggie being like, okay, I'll do it then. And immediately seeing how stressful and hard it is dealing with child Glebnor.
I got something for next week. Yeah. Don't you worry.
Well, don't worry. I don't have to deal with it anymore. Uh-oh. Taluga is checked out.
I'm getting daddy back.
All right.
Well, good luck.
You know,
I blew cannoli cream down your throat. I get nothing for that.
No.
He's so stubborn.
I hate it.
Other than me laughing out of character.
This podcast.
I imagine it like a blow dart. Like, and like you didn't even bend down. You're just like, all right, his mouth is open. Now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or the other image I had is that you stuck it in my mouth, put your mouth on the
reverse drawed it.
Yeah, yeah. I just kind of shot it down right there.
This podcast is so fucking stupid.
That's honestly what I thought of, just like right in your mouth and just.
I thought you were going to flavor it like you from a range, launch the cannoli cream into my mouth.
I was right up on you.
The idea that someone blows cannoli cream in your mouth and you get 40 hit points is so annoying. Sometimes this game sucks, and that for me sucks. Because I'm like, okay.
You let me pick my pastry.
I know. It's on me. I give you guys freedom in the weirdest ways.
Cream cheese tube, go.
Well, it's anytime I'm DMing, I usually, if I'm doing a combat, if I can like knock at least one person out at least, I'm like, okay, it was
crazy. You already know who it's going to be, hard. Ryan.
Not always. Sometimes.
Oh, yeah, people, when?
He got, fuck, hold I on. Impaled him on a truck once.
Yeah. If you didn't eat that egg.
Yeah, you would you survive?
No.
Okay.
I would have still been down.
Yeah, I got.
If you hit me with that last attack, I would have went down. I only have 8 hit points.
Yeah.
So I would have.
I only
down.
Have like 80.
I hate you. That fucking tough feat.
No, I'm like at 50 now.
Yeah. All
right. That stiletto fucked me up.
Yeah. It's so hard to knock out Glebnor. I think I've only done it one time.
One time, and then we learned about the Zom.
Yep. Yeah.
I need him to get higher on initiative.
I know. That's what always ends up happening. Is that like
just take alert?
No, there's so many sillier things I could take.
He's just got to roll higher.
What are we getting close to a level?
I love that you two are like, no,
because I could do a rogue.
What's the silliest feat that I can take for this campaign? And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna make a battle hardened bastard.
Yeah. What do you mean silliest feat? Talking to animals helps.
I took tough.
When? It's helped.
It helps a lot.
It has not helped.
It'll help eventually in a more real way.
Every beast is neutral to me or likes me.
You know, I thought it had to be one of those three.
No, that's the only one that can they can have a conversation.
Oh, okay.
But other animals, just like they can understand them.
That's
why
I could talk to the bone crabs and they didn't immediately kill me.
Really would have loved
it. Or give me bone jaundice or whatever.
I'm feeling very nice.
Bone jaundice.
Since it is episode 60, and you guys have done a lot of good role play and some big combats this level, go ahead and level up to level 9.
Oh.
Well, no, you sprung it on me. I'm going to have to think about this.
You can think about it. You have to do it right now.
Okay, I'm doing it right now.
I'm doing it right now.
Fuck you, Mark.
Barber Rogue.
Sucks for you now. I have Indomitable.
I know. It's basically like you have, essentially, it's like a third luck point for you, really.
Yep.
But yeah. Does Indomitable, I think, is it rerolling a saving throw and an ability check or just a saving throw?
I think it's just a saving throw, but let me double check.
There's a new thing in the new D&D for Fighter that I like a lot, where they can, as a bonus action, use their second wind charge to add the second wind die to an ability check.
Ooh.
Oh.
So it's like a fun one. You think,
that's cool.
Yeah, if you like fail an ability check, you can be like, all right, I can roll a D10 though and see if that helps.
Yeah, Indomitable's only on saving throws.
Tight. Well, saving throws are the things that suck the most to fail, so that's going to be great for you. How are we doing over there, Mr. Monk? Where are you?
My initiative went up.
Good.
I'm six monk, baby. That means I get key empowered strikes. My movement goes up, and Visage of the Plope.
Visage of the Plope? Finally!
What's Visage of the Plope?
He gets the Spectral Pope hat.
Yeah, it's flavored as a lobster head covers my face like a helmet or mask. You said I could determine that.
Yeah, you can determine what
that
looks
like. But I might leave
it
as some form of crustacean. I get Eyes of the Kuotoa, so I can see normally in darkness, both magical and non-magical, to 120 feet. Oh, I'm so burpy. Wisdom of the Plope. I have advantage on wisdom, so insight and charisma checks. And I get the Voice of Bleebly. When you speak, you can direct your words to a creature of your choice that you can see within 60 feet of you, making it so only that creature can hear you. Alternatively, you can amplify your voice so that all creatures within 600 feet can hear me. That with the kazoo, baby.
My God.
I've been waiting for this stupid Visage of the Plope to happen because I was like, it'll probably happen around this arc. But then I was like, fuck, he's going to be able to like just talk to the whole city whenever he feels like it. It's such a powerful thing for what you guys are trying to do, which is convert as many people as possible to your cause.
Yeah. Yep.
But I also thought it'd be really funny if like this was the session where you killed the Voice of Bleepley. Basically, like you killed Borf.
Fuck Borf. So, all right. Borf sucks.
You are officially now with your Visage the actual Voice of Bleepley.
Well, won't if
Dredna is going to be in for a rude awakening.
you'll have to talk about the restructuring with Dreadnought.
I'm going
to
kill her.
Back to the temple.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Ryan?
Yes? My initiative if is I do 9
the,
now.
If I do the 600 feet.
With advantage.
Can I blow my kazoo?
I cannot let you use a kazoo with that ability. Because otherwise, this campaign will just turn into how many people can Harut make shit themselves in an episode.
It'd be funny, though.
So I will let you use the kazoo with your stupid soft rock. But I will not let the kazoo work with Voice of the Plope.
Oh, come on, man.
Can't do it.
I got to learn how to vocalize the brown
a
hook.
A 600-foot radius shitstorm is not something I'm ready to deal with on this podcast.
Why not?
Takes out the Eastern Seaboard.
Everyone in Windmere, they all had diarrhea at the same time. But, yeah. The visage of the Plope. I always forget that we homebrewed this subclass. So every once in a while, when you get a new feature in it, I'm always like, oh, fuck, what did that do?
Yeah, I still got Stunning Strike, which I should use at some point.
Yeah, you can start mixing that in. Stunning Strike's great. I mean, I hate it. But,
You keep knocking my ass out, so.
If I go Barb, I get Fanatical Focus, and I can reroll failed saves when I'm raging.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, why would you go Rogue?
Because it's level 4.
Oh, you get ability score increase?
Yeah.
What is, let's look at, have you decided, like, what your split's going to be?
No, because they changed everything.
Well, you're still using the old stuff, so you don't have to worry about all that noise. Like, what is Zealot Barbarian's capstone?
You get,
I wonder if it, like, what level it's at.
I think it,
I thought it was 15.
It was 15, but it moved.
Manage. It looks like Rage Beyond Death is 14.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you do have some levels to play with here. You could go like 14 Barb, 6 Rogue.
Then I get Uncanny Dodge.
Plus yeah,
the
you'll
extra
get
sneak attack.
You'll get Uncanny Dodge, but you won't get evasion because you get that at Rogue 7. Yeah. So. Which I don't want you having evasion. So
annoying.
It's so annoying. But yeah, if you want to, go Rogue to get some ability score bumps or a feat, feel free. You could also go Barb and, yeah, again, have that.
Oh, yeah, it'll be good at 6th level. You'll get expertise.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. You could pick 2 more things to be, oh, not, you won't get it at 4, but yeah, at 6 Rogue, you'd get,
yeah.
More stuff.
Plus, it's. Do I get an extra sneak attack dice at 6?
I think you get one pretty much every level. Maybe not.
No.
5. No, at, I go 5.
At 5 and 6 are the same. So when you get, if you go to level 5 in Rogue, you'll get Uncanny Dodge in 3rd sneak attack.
Ryan, I forgot. When I last used the staff,
mm-hmm.
if it runs out of charges, I have to roll a d20. Mm-hmm. And on a 1, it's just a normal quarter staff.
Oh, okay.
So I rolled it. And it didn't land on 1.
Okay, cool. I always forget to make you guys check in on that stuff. I don't think you guys, I think you're the only one that has like a charged weapon.
Yeah,
like that.
The only one with a lot of activatables.
Yeah. But I mean, your staff is so good.
Yeah.
Oh, I can bump my dex to 20 if I do the ability score.
What's your dex right now?
18.
Okay.
So I get the plus 5.
Yeah. So your stealth would go up, your initiative would go up, your AC would go up.
I got 45 feet of movement now.
Oh, shit. You're fast as hell. Yeah, you guys are such a problem with the movement. I don't really
get 50.
Yeah.
It's like hard for me to figure out. I've been trying to like come up with some encounters where you're forced to use your movement more, but it's like you're in a condensed city. So I haven't really had the opportunities for it just yet. This like on paper,
you circle me with children.
That's true. Well, this fight in particular, like wasn't going to be like a particularly tough fight. So I didn't really have like a lot of like, it was like things that could hit you really hard if you didn't take care of them quickly enough.
Yeah.
Usually, especially this level, I like the fights to have like another thing happening during the fight you have to kind of deal with.
But yeah.
You guys know how I do encounters. Usually it's like a couple small ones and a big one. So we're a brand new day. This was your first one of the.
Yeah, of but the I didn't get day. A long rest.
You did
Same.
Not. Yeah.
I have no spell slots, surged. Baby.
Yeah. So I think we are very due for a spa episode of some kind, maybe next session.
Spa episode. I got books to read, Ryan. All right. Some of us have to help progress the story.
Read them in the tub.
It sounds like it's I just want to do a spa episode. It's like a filler, but we have like literally too many things going on in the city. We need to flock in. You're right. You're right, DeLuca. You're right.
Yeah. Ryan, get your shit together.
Sorry. I wanted to stab you guys little kids. It happened. I'm sorry. All right. Well, this was a very good day of recording, boys. Feeling good about today, huh? Mark, get us the fuck out of here.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. As always, rate, review, subscribe. It takes literally no effort. Just do it. Please, for the love of God.
Please.
For the love of bleep, bleep.
Please.
We beat up some kids! Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.